Take a little smoke in the evening. Take a little whiskey on nights. Never get behind killing my mind. It's just the kind of things I like. Just the kind of things I like.
What is up, everyone? This is Layla, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I have a couple really exciting guests here today, so if you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Nimrod.
I'm Issa.
Oh no, your mic's not on. Here, share with Nimmy.
Okay,
for now.
I'm Issa.
Hey, y'all. So, this isn't my usual show. I decided to come in today, saw an open slot, so brought some really fun guests. The playlist is a little bit all over the place. We might also be switching it up as we go, who knows? So it's just gonna be like no theme, good songs, that's it. Any thoughts on today, guys? What have you been up to? Anything you wanna share with our listeners?
The pancakes at DeWick today were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. It's beautiful weather, kind of. A little cloudy here, but not too rainy or anything, so love that.
Doing our best.
Yes. Excited to be here.
Yay. Amazing. Next up, we're keeping with that little country vibe we had going on, but we're going more bluegrass. We're going to listen to Heaven Sent by the Steel Drivers. I love the song. It's great. I don't have that much to say about it.
Fire song.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the country vibe?
Okay, to be honest, for a long time,
I'm gonna be real with you.
I feel like for a really long time, I was like, listen, I like all music but country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I actually listened to like country music, and it's grown on me. I like it. I like it.
I feel like I agree. I like some of it, not all of it. I don't like the like super duper country, but I feel like some of the
Chiller.
Like, yeah.
Like Chris Stapleton. Yeah. For example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like tractor country music.
Okay, fair. I mean, you're from the Midwest, so I feel like you probably like have heard it like beat to death. Do you get a lot of that like played out there?
So country music is big, but like Christian rock is bigger. Oh. Like that's thing that's like a thing there, which like, you know, never really grew on me, but like it was huge.
And I, yep, there you go.
And there you have it.
And there you have it. And yeah, I could see why that would be like the most appealing ever. So,
but yeah, no, that was big for King and Country. It was funny because at first I didn't know it was Christian rap. So, or like Christian rock.
Oh, you just thought it was like regular rock. I was just
like,
word.
And like all my friends were listening to it. So like I came home one day and was listening to for King and Country.
And your mom's like,
My mom was like, okay, girl, what happened?
She's like, I don't know if this is like the vibe right now.
Yeah, but it was silly. But yeah, no, country's grown on me over the years.
Okay, I respect it. And I would agree with you. I feel like since I came to school, it's just been more and more growing on me. Just like good country though, right guys? Like I don't listen to any whack country. Like yeah. I promise.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Did we like Cowboy Carter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was a huge fan.
Major.
Maybe we'll hear some of that later.
We'll turn that up.
All right. Enjoy, y'all.
I know our days are heaven sent. Lord knows I know now where the wind. Shake my head and I wonder how I'll ever get to heaven now. Could have seen what she had on. Wind was whistling like a train. She left again, just like she came. I know our days are heaven sent. Lord knows I know now where the wind. Shake my head and I wonder how I'll ever get to heaven now. Honky-tonks and Broadway ways. Same thing that I've always done. But I'm older now, I get tired some. I know our days are heaven sent. Lord knows I know not where the wind. Shake my head and I wonder how I'll ever get to heaven now. Thank you.
16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road. All the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my dreams away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long black road. Since was gone astray, had to leave my home at an early age. I saw mama praying, I saw daddy grind. All my tender problems had to leave behind. It's been umpteen summers and I'm not in my bed, on the back of the bus in a bunk with the band. Going so hard, gotta choose myself. Underpaid and overwhelmed. I might cook clean but still won't fold. Still working all my life, you know. Only God knows, only God knows, only God knows. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my fears away into the summer sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All the tears I fight. 16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride with my fears away to the summer sunset on a holy night on a long back road. All the tears I fight. $16 working all day, ain't got time to waste. I got art to make, I got love to create. It's been 38 summers and I'm riding my bed on the back of the bus in a bunk with a band. Going so hard, now I miss my kids. Overworked and overwhelmed. I might cook clean, but still won't fall. Still working on my life, you know. Only God knows, only God knows, only God knows. 16 carriages driving away. Take it home at an early age. I saw mama crying, I saw daddy lying. Had to sacrifice and leave my fears behind for legacy. If it's the last thing I do, you'll remember me, 'cause we got something to prove in your memory. On a highway to truth, still see our faces when you close your eyes.
What a gorgeous, gorgeous song, everyone. And a little impromptu something from us. Just little Cowboy Carter. I don't know if y'all know that one. It's a little underground, but I'm happy to be introducing you guys to some new music today. Just kidding. Nothing on this playlist is anything but mainstream, but it's okay. Because I think that mainstream is good for a reason.
Yeah, I don't like when people are like, oh, I don't like something because it's basic. That means a lot of people like it.
Right. Like, maybe there's a reason that everyone likes this song. Speaking of that, though, time to hate.
And let's speak on it.
Because Taylor Swift just...
Oh, my God.
And wait, Issa and I have a lot to say about this one. Did you... You heard that she released an album, right?
She did. Okay, to be honest, I don't hear any Taylor Swift news.
That's crazy, because I would think that a lot of your, like, home... People from home would be, like, reposting this stuff,
They did. I thought she just did something. But, you know, now it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there you go. So, basically, what had happened, I'll walk you through it, is that she released... She had announced the album, like, 2 months ago.
Sure.
And released the album...
At the Grammys, okay.
And she released it... Which is expected, like, the tracks, whatever. And then she released part two of the album, like, a deluxe version that had double the song. So it was, like, had... I think it was 15 on the original, something like that. Sorry, don't crucify me if I get this wrong, guys. And then the second one had 31.
Shoot.
Right? Which is, like, a crazy amount of songs.
Were they all
good?
But
here's what I'm going to say. And this is really divisive. So, like, I'm sorry. Like, if you, like, don't look up my name, don't look up my address, like, don't send me hate. Here's my opinion on it. I think that releasing 31 songs in one night is excessive to the point where it's like you did not critically think about which of these songs were the best.
Right.
And I would rather you release, like, a 10-track solid no skips album than release 31 songs that, like, some of them sound like repeats of each other.
Right.
That just feels like you did not edit well, and you did not, like, look critically and think, like, which of these songs are, like, really, really, like, getting the point across that I wanted to convey. That's just my opinion, and, like, maybe I just don't get it. And also, that's not to say that, like, people shouldn't enjoy it. Like, absolutely, like, if that is your jam, that is your jam. I just think that, like, unless there is some story that cannot be told in 15 songs,
right?
But I don't think that was the case. Like, I don't think that that was the case, because I listened to it and I felt that some of it was...
It's quite repetitive.
Yeah, in a way that, like, really could have been avoided.
Right.
And so that's my take of the day.
You're also, like, building up to releasing this album, and then you release 31 songs or whatever, and you're like, oh, well, we can't enjoy each song.
Right. It's like, how are you even supposed to listen to all of those at the same time?
Right.
You can't even sit down and listen to that album in one go. Like, oh, my God, I have things to do.
Like, Billie Eilish is releasing an album with only 10 songs. I'm
good, and I'll listen to every single one.
Right.
I, like, will say I never have understood. I also am not, like, music head, so, like, maybe this is me. But, like, I don't understand, like, Taylor's version, deluxe version, like, something version of the same album. Like, what is it, like... I don't get it.
Yeah, with, like, the whole vault tracks and everything.
Yeah, because it's, like, then just call it a new thing if it's different.
Like, release it on a new album instead of, like, releasing the same album, deluxe, deluxe, deluxe.
Right, because there's so many versions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also an argument to be made. I'm, like, not super well-versed in this, but there are some people who are, like, diehard, like, it's capitalism, it's re-releasing for the sake of, like, not the re-releases. I understand the re-releasing was so that she could own it herself.
Yeah,
and this makes sense to me.
Sure.
But the releasing different, like, versions of an album with, like, a different vinyl cover so that you have to buy all right. 8 vinyls yeah. to, like, make the full picture, like, made out of the vinyls. It's, like, that's insane consumerism. You yeah. only need one record to play it on your record machine, you know?
Right, right.
That's, I don't know. It just, like,
it's tough.
There's, like, a line between it being artistic and it being, like, performative of, like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna release 31 mm-hmm. tracks and, like, yeah. I'm so prolific. And it's, no, like,
true.
She knows, you know, the power she has over yeah. her fans. That's,
yeah,
and,
right.
She's,
yeah.
And to be honest, I don't know if I have anything against her,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like every touring artist at this point is, like, excessive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's doing things just to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Make money. Make a buck.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I agree with that, though.
But I've
oh,
never
it's
been
so
a Swiftie.
Hard. Yeah, me yeah. neither. And
never
that's the other thing
it.
Is, like, I think that I genuinely think that there's just something that I don't get.
Same.
And, like, that's okay. Right. And I think that there are people who totally get it, and I'm not getting it. So that's fine.
Right. Like, I like some of her past albums. Like, Folklore
absolutely.
Was really nice mm-hmm. and, like, chill. But then it's just, like, I feel like she keeps releasing new ones, and it's just, like, we don't need any more songs from you right now. Like,
yeah, well, my other thing down. Is, it's, like, I almost wish she would take more time, because then I think it would, like, hit harder. Like,
right.
I feel like
yeah.
I was just listening to all of Midnights on the
mm-hmm.
radio, and this to me feels like a continuation of Midnights versus something totally unique, which I felt like Folklore was totally
yes.
unique. It was like coming out and doing something that was entirely yeah. separate from the rest of her discography, and this is like
showing
just a continuation
style. Right.
But that's just my take of the day, guys. Don't come after me.
I'm scared.
Yeah, right. I'm, like, really scared. Hopefully, like, we don't have any listeners. Maybe I'm just, like, talking in the air. Otherwise, I'm really concerned. But, no, it's fine. It's okay. It's fine. all right. Next, we're going to be switching up the vibe from the little country thing we had going on. And I'm going to be playing a new release by Sto Woozy, who's one of my favorite artists of all time.
Yes.
It's called Again. It's, like, brand new as of Friday. I think it dropped literally the same day as the Taylor Swift
yeah.
one, but this is what I was listening to on Friday. I am going to the Sto Woozy concert in August. I'm so, so excited. Because it's my redemption arc. I was supposed to go junior of high school. Didn't get to go. Now I'm going.
Exciting.
I just love it. Such a great vibe. And we're going to be going into the indie sphere for, like, 3 songs. And then we'll be back to chat it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks.
See
I
you
hope
later.
You enjoy.
Right now, when somehow we are alone, and you touch my arm, cold hands, my good luck charm. Oh, baby, it's been too long to feel this strong, but I hear a moan, and you leave me, baby, here on my own. Well, I should have known so completely. So long.
fancy education, but I can see right through a powder face on a painted fool. Let me slip through.
Let me slip through.
Why you trying to hold me back?
Hey.
I'm just trying to move up front, little more this, little less of that.
Can you feel me?
Let me come through.
Let me come through.
I'm tired of being in the back.
Hey.
I'm just trying to move up front, little more this, little less of that, yeah. They tell me I was born to lose, but I made a good, good thing out of bad. Watch the ankles break. Whoa, whoa. I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
Sorry, guys, just had to throw myself on there for that fantastic track, which is Bad Bad News by Leon Bridges. So there you have it. All right, it is just over halfway through our show, so now it is time for a lovely PSA from Nimrod. Take it away. Is this thing on, guys?
Hang on. Oh, wait. Now we are on. Okay.
Why is this thing on?
Okay. This is something that's very near and dear to my heart, so listen up. This is our ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This is really important, guys. As someone who is currently concussed.
Speak on it.
Let me make this about me real quick. Be careful. Ladders are dangerous. Walls, falling off of walls is dangerous. Yeah. Falling off of people's backs is equally really as dangerous. So wear a helmet if you're using a ladder. You know, just be safe.
Absolutely.
Be
safe.
Protect that head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I concur. Well, thank you very much for that.
No problem.
And the last song that we played was Bad Bad News by Leon Bridges, which was the little closer, not quite indie, a little more R&B, but it was the closer of our little indie set there. I love that song. Been listening to it for a minute. But we're going to switch it up now and go a little bit more rock, alternative rock, 80s kind of vibe. I think actually all of the next songs I'm playing are from the 80s, 190s. Nice. But... going to be really fun. Yeah. Do you guys have anything to say? Any fun little tidbits? Some quips? How do you guys like Spring Fling? The music? What did you guys think?
Okay. No, speak on. So, that. No. I heard. Okay, so unfortunately, I wasn't there for this. But I heard Jordan Sparks' vocals were really good.
Yeah.
Like, I heard she slayed. So, yeah. Proud of her.
Yeah, she spoke to a lot of people and was friendly.
Yeah,
so. I heard that as well.
I saw a bunch of the TCU people, the people running for TCU. Yep. Like they had her
videos
in
and stuff, right?
Their videos, which I thought was silly and fun.
That was.
Who else performed? TK. Mm-hmm. That was. I wasn't really fully present for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was just kind of singing songs that no one knew, and that's kind of the issue. I feel like.
Yeah. I think that, like, as a performer, you have to know your audience, right, and understand that, like, it's okay to do a cover to break up a set that people might not already know. Like, it's not it's not a set where it's like, we all bought tickets to see you, duh, we know your music. It's like,
yeah,
this is a crowd where it's like, hey, you might not know me, right, let me hit a cover, right, really quick.
I agree. And it's also, like, that's no shade on her that we didn't know her music, right, you know? Like, she was selected as an artist, and, like, honestly, like, maybe I will listen to her later on, but I totally agree with the point where it's like, just give us something to sing along to.
Right. Which I feel like is what Ayaz did.
Oh my God. I think he did a great job, yeah, actually. Yeah. Because he was playing like different 2000 songs. He knows his crowd. Right. And then he like played Replay like twice, yeah, which was like, yes, that is actually what everyone wants.
Right.
So, and he played like a couple of his own songs, but like it was predominantly songs people knew.
Right. Because he saw people weren't really vibing at first, mm-hmm, when he was playing songs that people didn't know. So he was like, let's change the vibe up a bit. I remember him saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started playing random songs, but everyone knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. So.
Yeah. And like, I respect that a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah. I also like, want to say that every time someone says Replay, I think of Replay by Zendaya.
I absolutely agree.
That's a fire song.
That, I feel like that was more, like, Replay obviously was us growing up, but, like, Zendaya was a song, like, Zendaya's Replay was a song that we all were, like, listening to growing, right, up. Oh, like, yeah, got the YouTube app pulled, mm-hmm, up on the, yeah, iPad. Like, it was playing. Yeah. It was on Disney during the commercial breaks. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew that song.
Also the, like, TTYLXOX. Because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, IDK, what's coming next.
That one was so good.
No, absolutely amazing track.
I love Bella Thorne.
Okay, insane take.
I don't know.
All right.
Shake it up. Shout out, shake it up.
Yeah. Shout out, shake it up. I think it's time to get the ball rolling on another track. So this is My Shona by The Knack. Please enjoy.
Motor up, gonna coming off of the light, Sharona. Help the corner stop. lips like sugar, lips like sugar. Just when you think you've caught her, she glides across the water. She calls for you tonight to share this moonlight. Just when you think she's yours, she's flown to other shores to laugh at how you break and melt into this lake.
Live wire right above the street.
bang. Yeah, thanks, guys. That was 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins, but you guys never heard that one before. Yeah, we're keeping the alternative vibes going. Today's set has been a little all over the place, but sometimes those are my favorite sets. It's like a mood set. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily follow a through line, but that's okay, because that's honestly how I listen to music. I can never keep one playlist going for like an extended period of time. So yeah, well, we're coming to the almost close of our set, so any like remarks that you guys really need to get off your chest right now?
Don't miss us too much.
I guess they're not thinking about too many things, guys.
I just love the vibes of this room mm-hmm. that I'm in right now. Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling about last week of classes coming up?
Honestly, I did not realize it was the last week of classes.
It's the absolute last week. We have this and then one Monday.
Wow.
And then we're done. Yeah. When's y'all's last final?
The 10th.
Yeah, May 10th as of now.
Literally, me too. What is up with that? So we're all, well, thank God, because we're all going to be
here.
I'm trying to get it moved, actually, though, to the 8th, but I'm probably still leaving.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I'm so behind now because I couldn't do work for the last week. I'm a bit of a precarious situation. Oof. So the next couple weeks
are going to be tough.
Very bad. Yeah. But it's okay. It'll get done.
No, like, we're making moves and it's fine. I just can't believe that it's so like go, 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 and then it's like nothing.
Right.
And it's like, you're released. Right. What do I do now?
Hello, bye.
Like, huh?
But also it's like finals are coming. I have not started studying and I keep forgetting that it's
so soon.
In like a week, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I know. My friend Benjamin was talking to me about this.
Benjamin Lee.
He was really stressed out about his last week of finals. So
yes. Mm-hmm.
Praying for him.
Feeling him with that one. Yeah, upsetting that this time, usually I'm, like, free because I can turn in my papers and then I'm just, like, have one in-person exam and then I'm like, I get to leave now. But this time I have actual in-person exams, so
yeah,
brutality of it all.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Quick plug. I'll probably say this again at my show tomorrow, which, by the way, I have a show tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to listen in with my co-host, Sam. We will be back at 3 p.m. tomorrow spinning some tunes. I do not know what we'll be playing it, but you should listen in.
Okay, bitch.
And other than that, there is a show. If you are a Tufts student or live in the area, feel free to come to Sophia Gordon Hall. I think it's at SoGo, but it'll be confirmed on Facebook and Instagram, to see the Jackson Jills spring show next Sunday at 7 p.m. It's going to be awesome. And you should consider coming if you like music and you like listening to the radio. We're going to be doing a lot of music. So,
yay.
That's all I have to say. As long as we feel ready to jump into this last song, let's do it. The final song is going to be a classic of all time. Maybe my favorite song of all time. It's Just Like Heaven by The Cure.
It's been real, guys.
Yeah, it's been an awesome time. T-T-Y-O. You'll be seeing a lot of me because I have to do a bunch more days. So see you in not too long. Much love and goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. and lonely.